The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Oh, and here they come. Here they come. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yay. Yay. Come on down. Yay. So, do any of you remember your baptism? I don't either. I was 20 days old. Littler than that. No, I don't think I was ever actually littler than that one. I was 9 pounds when I was born. I'm surprised my mother spoke to me for years, right? But baptism, it's one of those things that we get to do here at church. It's a special moment. It's an amazing moment. It's a moment where we use water. Now, why do we use water? Do you have any idea? Do you drink water every day? Every day, right? Do you know that you, personally, you, your body, 70% of you is water? It's the most common, normal, ordinary thing on the planet. It's also the most precious thing on the planet. Yes, that is true. We are on Earth, so it is the most precious thing on Earth. Very good. Well done. I know people who would stand in line for 2 hours to get 5 gallons of drinkable water. But we use water so that we can remember our baptism. See, Jesus went into the Jordan River and John the Baptist dunked his whole body in the river. Now, there are still people today who do that as the way they do a baptism, right? They'll dunk your whole body in there. And then there are those of us like me who just sort of sprinkle water all over you and get you all wet, all right? But the important thing is that this isn't just water when it's baptism. This is water with the promise of God. And the promise we heard today, when you were baptized, the Holy Spirit came to you and God said to you, you are my child. You, each of you, are my daughter. And with you, I am well pleased. That's the moment. It came for Jesus when he rose up out of the Jordan River, and it comes to all of us and each of us when we come to this font or any font. And so when you come to the font, if there's water here, you take your thumb, right? You put it in that water, right? And you mark yourself with the sign of the cross. I marked you with the sign of the cross in oil at your baptism. Every Ash Wednesday, we mark you with the sign of the cross in ashes. But for us right now, this is a reminder that God loves us this much, right? And God has claimed you as his beloved child. So as you leave, if you wish, take the thumb, put it in water, and mark the cross on your way back. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being baptized with us and for us. Help us to remember your claim on our lives and help us as we share your love. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. All right. So there we are. Such good Lutheran children.